it started. Time to get it started. Time to get it started. Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray, and this is Christian Hip Hop Now, a podcast where we talk about Christian hip hop news and current events. And today, guys, we got a jam-packed show. I know I was supposed to drop Monday, but this week has been crazy. I'm gonna make it up to you. I lied. First and foremost, the Christmas podcast start next week because it doesn't make sense to do a podcast this week and Thanksgiving is next week. So the week after Thanksgiving, we're going to drop that Christmas podcast. So it's going to be through the month of December, all Christmas music. And I'm going to reveal my new song, Christmas Cake, live on my podcast. But we got to talk about Kanye West's impact with Jesus King. KJ52 decided to retire. And also, Rapzilla is coming up with an award show. I can't talk today because I don't know. So we got a lot of different things that's going on right now. So after next week, yes, the playlist is going to change. So enjoy these songs. I enjoy them personally. We have 1K Tino featuring 1K Few. 1K Few just dropped a project, What's Misunderstood 2. Go check that out. Christian Hip Hop Now. Look up in the sky, boy, I finna go down. Got a lot of moves on the new Jay Brown. Make a lot of moves in the city like, ooh. Might have one gon' follow my crew. Now they wake up, we finna come through. Got a family key, have a Chloe move. Let go. We gone, turn around, it's on. Don't wait too long, my game too strong. Baby, hold on, I ain't tryna put you in the friend zone. Make your bed rock like a Flintstone, but it's only if I put a ring on. Jumping like crisscross, rocking like Kid Bob, running up TikTok, coming like Rick Ross, jumping like crisscross, rocking like Kid Bob, running up TikTok.
We the new crisscross, huh? Whipping up big sauce, huh? Heard you got big mad, huh? Might as well get loud, boy. Ever since Chirk gone wild, me and Tone had a drip and we still ain't rinsed off, boy. Kicking big flay like chips, huh? Tell them folk we good love and joy. I can have a couple mil in the bank right now, but I said I wouldn't jug anymore. In the head of the game when he fuck right now, we ain't even keeping up with the score. Reminiscing about things in the trap, watching Tone wrap it up like a grocery store. When it came a long way, now it's time to go ball for the win, it's the final four. What's up? What's up? Yes sir, yeah ma'am. We are, I am, no bull, no round, no cap. They are, on my radar. Too lit, check clothes, outfit.
Like Kid Bob, run it up TikTok, coming like Rick Ross, jumping like Chris Cross, rocking like Kid Bob, run it up TikTok.
Yes, 1K Tino featuring 1K Few, Chris Cross. Christian Hip Hop Now. And before I get started, guys, if you're an artist out here listening, or you know an artist and you want your music played on Christian Hip Hop Now, please go to chhnow.com/submit-music, or go to chhnow.com and then find submit your music. Go there. After next year, I'm only going to be playing artists that submit through CHH Now. I want to build up CHH Now, so it makes sense to play artists that submit through Christian Hip Hop Now. Kanye West and Joel Osteen, a powerful faith combo. This is on Fox News. Reported this. So we're going to read a little bit about it and talk about it. Man, Kanye West works for God now. Any doubt you may have about that should be sidelined by last weekend's Sunday service at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston. It was for all intents and purpose a meeting of two megastars, the preacher and the rapper, coming together in a sanctuary that's a coveted arena. Once home to the Houston Rockets, and where the superstars team won two NBA titles, but it too now works for God. There was no ordinary church service. This was no ordinary church service. Excuse me. It was a Kanye West rocking religious experience, and you may not have thought you were in a church at times, except that Osteen gave a sermon and the offering plate buckets were passed. Kanye West announced Jesus is King Part 2, upcoming opera. But the energy at the largest Christian church in America, which mesmerizing the 2,000 plus seat Lakewood Sanctuary, swayed and rocked to West's brand of Christian poet. As the song leader said from the earlier services, ain't nobody having church like this weekend. The Grammy award-winning rapper and entrepreneur brought a full gospel choir and instruments assembled to the church. At one level, it was to help promote his new album, Jesus is King, but on another level, it was to make a much more public profession of his newfound faith in Jesus Christ. While over the last few months, Wes has been discipled by some lesser-known but theological conservative ministers, teaming up with Joel Osteen made it seem official. I think it's a historical day for us, Osteen said. Coming together, just kind of two different worlds. So this right here, man. I'm looking at basically here's the thing, right? Jesus, and also he announced Jesus King too. So we're gonna talk about that real quick. So Kanye West announced that he and Dr. Dre will collaborate on the second part to Kanye's hit record, Jesus is King. Both musicians took to Instagram sharing a photo of them together in the recording studio. Ye and Dre, Jesus is King Part 2 coming soon, the caption reads. So that sent Christian hip hop in a frenzy, because everybody, and I mean everybody, is talking about Dr. Dre and Kanye West coming together to make Jesus is King 2. And also everyone is talking about Kanye West and Joel Osteen coming together and doing this particular church service. Now, if you go to my YouTube channel, I had a lot of slack from people that's in the religious world coming at me like, Lucky, don't you recognize wolves in sheep clothing? Don't you know that Kanye West isn't for the kingdom of God? How can you be so naive? How can you be so blind? Well, I'm gonna tell you this, my brother. I believe that God is doing a great work within the culture. I think that God, as crazy as this may seem, I think that God can shift the entertainment world. I truly believe that God has his own people ready and waiting for the opportune time to make a shift in the atmosphere in our country and also over the world. Now, a lot of people may argue that, look, man, Kanye West is this and Kanye West is that. And to a certain degree, you may be right, may be wrong. It depends on your perspective. But hear me out here. I truly believe that we have to start praying for this brother and getting behind this brother. Not saying that you have to agree with everything that this brother has to say, because I don't agree with everything that anybody has to say. My first and foremost point of reference is the Holy Bible. The second is the Spirit of God that's within me. And the third, with other believers that I feel are spiritually strong, they can give me sound advice. But with all that being said, I am super excited to see where God is going to take this revolution of people claiming his name. Now, when Jesus' name go out there, it doesn't come back void, right? So somebody can be using Jesus' name in vain, but still Jesus can get to somebody, save somebody's life, and that person could be changed, even though the intent of the word was to undermine the name of Jesus Christ. So I think this is good, man. So look out for more stuff with Kanye West. I'm excited about it. So when we come back from the break, man, KJ52 is decided to wrap it up. If you don't know who KJ52 is, he's a Christian hip hop legend. We're gonna talk about that on a break after the song. Excuse me. Spencer Keen, I'm down. CHH now.
Back to the beginning, I got way too many people that don't wanna see me winning. Yeah, you say that way, them boys been around since the beginning. Got a feeling that's a stretch, I see you in 7 innings. I put it down, throw it to the sky, watch some blessings come. Elevate, watch me take my talents to a better place. On a chase, Scooby snacks on my plate. Solve the case, took the mask off, I'm a renegade.
I know I gotta do better, so watch me go and do better. Say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better.
I know I gotta do better. Watch me go and do better. They say do it like this and do it like that, but I know we do it better. I'm down. I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in. I'm down, I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
I got things to do. Every day I gotta make it happen, making moves. Turn the bunny trash and start a snapping. What it do? It's a mixture straight about to know. I've got the juice, boys. Bench warmers, brush away your talk. I don't play. I got people counting on me. I'm just trying to make a way. It ain't nothing about me. Phony came and killing out the gate. I was only 8 years old. I put the camera to the page. Told my story, told my problem, told my pain. This ain't new. They think I just had to bone the scene. I had years in before I ever hit 1,000 streams. They don't know. By the next set, I was cooking in the stew. Took a shower, hit the block cause I was late to get to school. Where was you? Tryna come around me like we cool. I ain't a fool. Had to make it work before I even. For you get a judge and walk them out of them shoes. Got a bum side, it ain't no way that I can lose, lose.
I'm down, oh, no, no, no. I'm down. If he's making moves and I'm making moves, going all in, gotta see it through. I'm down,
oh, no, no, no.
I'm down. I can see it all in front of me.
Up so you not behind, oh.
I don't complicate it, I just go right with it. Let me check my feelings, confidence is beaming. This is right at the beginning. I don't hear no lady singing. My God, it's the only reason you can leave the check on the table. I got a team of feet,
Lord knows I'm down.
manner. Baby girl, she grab my hand and tell me that I'm handsome. I tell her that she all that, like her name was Amanda. I came from the Ville, but people think I'm from Atlanta. Told my exes chill, I just get ghosts like Danny Phantom. I just get the bad and get the bad like I was Santa. Look, when I'm in Ohio, white girl saying, oh my Lanta. Look, I just wrote my bio, it's just saying throwing tantrums. Look, praying for my enemies, cause Jesus set the standard. Look, yeah.
Yes, we're going to talk about No Big Deal and his lowercase tape coming up, but I want to talk about and give my shout outs to KJ52. KJ52, a pioneer in Christian hip hop, announced retirement, explains why he's releasing final album. Okay, this was reported by the Christian Post. Here's what it reads. This Christian hip hop pioneer KJ52, whose real name is Jonah Sorrentino, I can't say that brother's last name, but Jonah, took to Instagram this month to share his list of reasons why he's hanging up his rap hat. To date, Jonah has listed 6 reasons on his social media platform explaining why it makes sense for him to end his KJ52 brand. He shares a different reason every few days. And it quotes, many of you have asked, why is this the last KJ52 album/book? The reality, whether we like to admit it or not, is that ageism reigns supreme in CHH. There isn't a lot of places to grow. Oh, gracefully, from a touring perspective, I've been told so many ways that I'm too old or been around too long to get the slots, quote unquote, anymore. He shares as his reason one. And then, so KJ52 is crowdfunding his last project. He has met his goal, and he lists another reason. He said, you know, the number two reason is money. The number three reason, where's number three at? The third reason he lists is the people are just too distracting to follow artists the way they used to in past time. Reason four, his retirement list is his family. And I'm skipping barnacles. They should have had this junk label. But his last reason is full-time ministry. And it goes on for there. But if you want to understand why KJ52 is retiring, man, go to his Instagram post. Rapzilla also lists a more in-depth particular reason. And I could read some of the reasons, man. I'm trying to find. I don't want to sit here and read the whole article. Let's talk about two. The number two reason is money. I like what he said. I like what he said when it comes to money. I can't talk today. I don't know what's going on. So he says, the second reason, number two, is money. Sad to say, but over the last 5 years, I've probably been burnt to a tune of approximately 100K, maybe more, by multiple organizations, people, KJ52 revealed. He also said streaming has made it nearly impossible for an artist to generate money from album sales. And then the third reason was because, people are just too distracted. Here's the kind of scenario he says. He says, we are all becoming terrible at paying attention. I need to do better. People ask me for new music all the time, but don't know that I dropped 4 albums, 1 side project, a book, 1 instrumental album, and 1 documentary all in 2 years. KJ52 continued. The 44-year-old rapper came to the conclusion that he better off making music for his core fan base than getting frustrated over casual fans who don't pay attention. So let's talk a little bit about it, man. I think that with Christian hip hop, I do have to agree with KJ5 too, in the sense of there are no legacy tours. There are no places where, let's face it, after a certain point in your age or life, youth groups don't want to book 40 to 50 year old men to come in and do Christian rap, especially if they're going to pay them. Now, it is kind of spots to do it for free. A lot of churches like, hey, look, we want you to minister to the youth, but don't want to pay you a single dime. So you out here rapping and sweating in front of maybe 40 to 50 kids, maybe more, maybe less, give or take. And you're not really getting paid. But these paid spots where a lot of these bigger churches have the money and the budget, they're only going for acts that they know about. So if you are an act that is not well known, chances are you're not getting booked. And chances are if you are well known, you are not getting in these time slots. So a lot of times people like Lecrae are doing, they're crossing over to the mainstream side, because at least in the mainstream side, you can grow old gracefully and there's a spot for you. Wu-Tang Clan is still touring. So I think with KJ5 too, is he's outworked a lot of his peers, and a lot of his peers are doing what KJ52 is doing right now. They are pastoring. Now, do I think that you need a pastor as your next career phase to after becoming a rapper? No. But the one thing that you have to pay attention to is the fact that he is no longer using the KJ52 brand. He's retiring that, but he still is going to make music for his core fans. Now, does that mean he's going to be touring? Does that mean he's going to be doing shows? I think it just depends on where he's at in life. I think touring is extremely difficult, especially for an artist like KJ52, who has been touring a lot. I think I read somewhere, I was listening to Track Stars, and they said that he was used to doing 150, 200 dates a year. 150 to 200 dates a year. That means that on average, you're only home for about 150 days. So if you break that down, what's that? 3.5 months, give and take. And he made, and I don't even know that these are the correct numbers, but I just want to pray, man, that a lot of rappers, man, they don't understand their mortality. And even me, I'm looking at myself like, man, what am I doing this for? Why am I sitting here rapping? And I came to the conclusion that, you know what, I'm going to have fun with my music, but I'm shifting my focus a little bit more. A little bit more to CHH now, a little bit more into managing. I'm doing different things, man. So I will keep y'all posted. I think we're going to talk a little bit about that before we go into No Big Deal's record. But Script, Prayed Up, Christian Hip Hop Now.
I'm begging you to say something and show you where I came from. Chasing, Fendi chasing, Prada chasing, feel like Jason, trying to get that crystal laking. I go in, they know no faking. I can't help but stack my bacon. I can't lose, I know they shaking. Trust in God, I'm staying patient. Afterlife, go up like spaceship. Been getting better with time, yeah. This ain't no overnight shine, yeah. You know I'm aging like wine, yeah. You could go look at me dumb, you really don't know the grind. Can't you see what God has done? Well, this is a sign. I'ma show you what I made. I came up, you see me staying prayed up, I'm praying up, I'm begging you to say something and show you what
you see me staying prayed up, I'm prayed up. I'm begging you to say some, say some, and show you where I came from. I came from.
Fam is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And you probably heard me on the Morning Vibes. You probably been following my YouTube channel, or you have been a loyal listener to my podcast, Christian Hip Hop Now. Well, I also can help you with your marketing needs. Need your music review? Do you need one-on-one consultation? Do you need help with getting exposure for your music? I have a platform which I can use to get more listeners and viewers to your brand. If you are interested, please email me at luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. That's luckymurraymusic@gmail.com. Email me and let's talk about how we can partner together so you can have exposure to your brand. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And if you love hearing me every Friday on Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love my morning show, The Morning Vibes, with Miguel on RadioUNT.net. The Morning Vibes is a different morning show. We talk Christian hip hop, we talk current events, we talk interviews from artists and also different people from all walks of life. We are live online on the Roku app and Apple TV. Just type in Radio UNT. Also, we are on the TuneIn app as well. So if you love Christian Hip Hop Now, you will love The Morning Vibes every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. only on RadioUNT.net.
Time to get it started. Right now.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And quickly before we go off onto No Big Deal's new project, Lowercase Tape, Rapzilla is answering the call that we in the Christian hip hop community have been talking about for a few years. Hey man, we love the Stellas, we love the Dove Awards, but we need our own award show. And they got 2020 Honor the Culture Awards. So they asked for $50,000. And here's what they said real quick. For 30 plus years, Christian rap has been placed on the back burner of Christian entertainment and industry. Now more so than ever, hip hop culture is the most prevalent around the world. Within Christian hip hop, we have innovators, highly talented artists, and people behind the scenes pushing the movement. The best part, they are operating in pushing Christ. That's why we, the CHH culture, deserves better. We deserve our own award show that represents the entire genre of and history of Christian hip hop, from the indie artists, signed artists, to the people behind the scenes. And here's what it said. It said, our goal is a lofty one, but not impossible. We are looking to raise $50,000 to produce this event. Rapzilla gets roughly 20,000 readers per month. We need just a quarter of you to give a dollar. Here's what it's going to use the money for: securing a proper venue, securing proper production, security and staff, video and audio recording team, honorary expenses, flight, lodging, etc. Produce physical awards to give to the honorees, many miscellaneous expenses. So if you want more information, please go to rapzilla.com. They have a big banner that says 2020 Honor the Culture. And basically, they've been building for years, man. They've been around for 16 years. In 2018, they laid the groundwork in Atlanta at the A3C Hip Hop Conference and Festival with the Beat Battle. In 2019, they expanded to two artist showcase and two song critique sessions. Now we're asking you to help us represent CHH in Atlanta the hub of Christian hip hop, which is true. So, man, I think this is pretty good, man. I think that I love the fact that Rapzilla is doing it. I think it's well deserved. I think that we should all support it. I'm going to support it. I believe that if you are in the sound of my voice and you love Christian hip hop, you should support it as well. $50,000 is not a lot of money. Will I be in a building? Absolutely, because I want to celebrate the genre that helped me get to where I'm at now. And I know that with more support, more people will be helped with the body of Christ. But I just pray that this award show is much bigger than awards, but it's really to honor and edify Christ and the body. So when we come back, we're going to talk about No Big Deal's new project, Lowercase Tape, Reconciled by Any Means, Christian Hip Hop Now.
You don't believe you can't do it, dude. You dare to follow, watch me on my sin. Blot out my iniquity. I just want more of these boys, I ain't done more of that.
Make it hotter, bottom, pop, in it, lean, let's say. Make it young and hotter, yeah, in it, lean,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Drag a pump your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drag a car to lead the body, start around, 12 in the ark, they'll go down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it harder, harder, back. In it, me, necessary.
Yeah, red light, red light, red light. These days, ain't prayer right here. I set my head with my head light. Burning anybody with the prayer right here. Ducking all the ops in the fair, Cousin in the chain, Call a different player, I ain't seen him on shit, on these data. Banking on car, had to trust with my life, Devil light here, hit my knees and repent. Pressing the lid, all that pressing the lid, All the debris stacking problems on problems. Them laws right behind me, they pulling the phone in my record. It ain't clean, but that life all behind me. Devil on my neck, God on my tail, Fear for my sin, I don't fail, You keep the street, give me God, I'ma get ya. Make it harder, bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it younger, harder, in it, me, Drag a pump your body full of lead light, Dodge a kind of prison in a fair light, Devil in the ark, want my head light, Banking on God, what a prayer light, Drake calls a leader by third round, 12 in the ark, they'll cut you down, Sister said again, man, I'ma make it out, Street said again, so I'ma make it out,
Bottom, bottom, in it, me, necessary. Make it harder, harder, light, in it, me, necessary.
On the right path, I'm pursuing that, You keep the streets, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, I ain't going back. Rather be broke with my life, I ain't doing that, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right, Had to make a change, had to get right. Fighting for your life, I ain't hate young, get right,
Lucky Murray, Christian Pop Now. We gonna talk a little bit about No Big Deal's Lowercase Tape, right? So we're going to kind of go in between the article that Rapzilla wrote and kind of my opinions, too. It says, for weeks, Indie Tribe found that No Big Deal promoted the follow-up to his 2018 album, Solar. Released singles such as MC Hammer, Fragile, and Angie, as well as collaborating with fellow Christian rap artists 1K Few Cannon, John Keith, and Stephen Malcolm throughout 2019, as kept the former Capital CMG artist busy. Still, nothing could but compare to the release of Lowercase Tape, touted by Dilly as a mixtape rather than an EP or an album. More on that distinction here. The project assembles a powerful who's who of artists. Nevertheless, it is never weighed down by the features, instead focusing on the feeling of having fun that DJ Micah V emphasizes on the introductory track. The concept, as well as the focus on identity, divine inspiration, and independency, are the forefront of Lowercase Tape, come together to remind the listeners and perhaps deal who he really is. So we're gonna go over the track list real quick. It's Rafiko intro, I don't know what that says. Catch Up, Note, Sticks, 3 p.m. Interlude, Fieldhouse Freestyle, Lottery Name, Voss, Discreet, Faith and Patience, Daydream, Right My Wrongs, 2 Weeks notice. So the songs right here, we're gonna kind of read the songs. I'm gonna just kind of give you my thought, the record I am feeling, and let me go pull up the actual track list, because the Spotify ones don't have the features on there. He has a lot of features on this record, and I must say I was very impressed, and here's why. Because when you look at No Big Deal coming on a record, he has had a similar style for a while, right? Similar style for a while. But this record right here, it was a lot of difference that I wasn't necessarily prepared for. The style was a little different. The mood was a little different. The beats had your head knocking. I think I like Catch Up. Which one? Oh, the Fieldhouse freestyle with 1K and Few was dope. Lottery with Caleb Mitchell, I love Lottery. Discreet, I think that's the best record on there, with Ty Brazel. Ty Brazel comes on a record and kills it. Faith and Patience featuring Paris Carriz. Now, my man Seven from Adam, shout out to Seven from Adam from Grassroot TV, did a review of the record, and he said that, yo, this is probably Paris Carriz' weakest verses, and I have to agree. Here's why. It seemed like he just kind of rolled out of bed. Hey, what's the beat? I'm just gonna write whatever I feel today. It wasn't very inspiring, you know what I'm saying? I think Right My Wrongs, I like that record. So we're gonna get into the Fieldhouse freestyle with 1K Few. Oh, also Seth from Adam said, and quick plug, if you're not subscribed to Seventh from Adam on YouTube, go to YouTube, type in Seventh, like 7th from Adam. This brother right here is by far one of the best at when it comes to breaking down albums. And he has a very thorough way of breaking down an album so that you can understand and that you can relate to. He's a hip hop head. You will love his commentary, and also just he's a good dude, man. So follow him. But that 1K Few record was really good. So let's talk about the Fieldhouse freestyle featuring 1K Few. Might Be Conceited. I gave it to Jesus. He took me to drink from his chalice. God dog it, I can't talk today. Fresh off the collaboration on Bigger Than Me and a solo power tour, 1K Few joins No Big Deal to create a track that rejects inauthenticity while praising loyalty, childlike faith, and music powers. Dilly's verse contains shout out to any tribe, further reference to Tennessee, and a theological issue regarding Christian maturity and childlike faith. Meanwhile, collaborator 1K Few uses the unique flow on a lengthy verse that declares victory from Few's circle. Few is well aware of his blessings he has received and has his own motivations. Rapping, gotta thank God for the folks that know me and the mission don't change, just like Pinky and Brain. By remaining true to their roots in Christ, their tribe, pun intended, and their own artistry, 1K Few and No Big Deal will always have victory. Lottery, featuring Caleb Mitchell, would have gave it all up just for this dream. Didn't know God was listening. Lottery contracts the confidence bars preceding this track, focusing on Dill and Mitchell's dreams of becoming rappers and where their journey have brought them. Dill reflects on the content of his early music with a new maturity, recognizing that his focus on money and bad material as well as a mass female attention was foolhardy. Yet there is also a fondness from the friendship of the past. Mitchell verse brings a similar reflection tone, focusing on his early experiences in music and the mental health struggles caused by illness emerging in his mother, where Dill focused more on the entertainment aspect of his journey to hip-hop. Mitchell is less optimistic, rapping about the loneliness and depression he felt while concentrating on his craft. The exploitation of labels and the financial burden he dealt with as a younger artist, including the basic cost of living and his mother's chemotherapy. Yeah, that was a dope track. I don't have a whole lot of time to break it down, but hey, I give it a 4.5 out of 5. So go check it out, man. It's No Big Deals. Lower Tape lowercase tape. And also read the rest of the article at rapzilla.com. They have a full breakdown of it. This brother right here clearly is a wordsmith. So read it, break it down. When I come back, I'm going to give you my lucky charm of the 2 weeks, because this is a bi-weekly podcast. But if the love keeps coming, guys, if I could get my listener base about 100 every 2 weeks, I would drop a podcast. So that means that every week I do 50 weekly listeners. Timely XO, way up. Christian Pop now.
I stay looking toward love in the next life, this life. Feeling so caught up in the flesh. And I just know the next life, it'll be so perfect that words couldn't express. And I stay talking to God, like make sure there's this, this, and this. Like I'm just asking, remember asking that he would take me away. Said if he wouldn't, make sure I prosper, like the people from his pages. Those days, just following lust and my ignorance. Came so far but still can't find myself lingering. God pushed me climb this mountain, so these tears invigorating. Can see success in others, but I can't seem to equate it. Only thing move forward on is trying to be the greatest. On the same page, not taking 2 steps and yelling late. Yes, all in time, when I get there, will I still debate it? So many had a future in their hands, still can't seem to make it. And I just follow breeze, praying that somebody save me. If I turn to what you need, would it turn to save me? All the cuts on skin, still no strength to mob on through this matrix. Feeling something is a reason when I feel the pain that push up later. Days of confusion, wanna feel but fade at same time. Remember moving from the wrist so I could hide minds. If you feel that much pain for you, I pray for better days. Started getting better when I called upon his name. The only thing he asked me to change is what tied me down. Ain't it strange? Now call upon the Father's name. Read words read, John 151. And sing hallelujah, cause you damn sure gon' be one.
Your spirit widely renowned. You've never let me down. Only cause of him I'm on my way.
Keep on twinkling, forget all this judgment. Jesus came to save, no experience intermingling. Each one feel their own pain and keep that heart open. Forgiveness is what breaks chains. Take the time you need, he'll bless your strength to keep on lingering. Just open up, tell him that you need him on the mainframe. And he'll be there to wipe your scars with his blood stains.
Your spirit widely renowned. You've never let me down.
Or tell me that yours is perfect and mine you can't debate it. Like if it wasn't perfect, give us trust and pray and faithful as a saving. Just know he saw the light wasn't lifted for the blind, so he assumed we had the same major. Then spent 40 days and nights crying over humble mangers. Or tell me evidence is lost, like missing link between anchors. Or tell me spirit fable, like dark side of moon. Only ones to see it are the ones inside cocoons. Or tell me you don't wanna change because you love your emotions. Either way, I'll be a lantern to the people that need me. Matthew 5:14. Remember that a rabbi said no way could ever do it, that it was just impossible for mentors to conceive. But I'll spread this light to the shadows that are creeping, so that he see that anything is possible through me. Forget all this judgment, Jesus came to save. No experience intermingling. Each one feel their own pain and keep that heart open. Forgiveness is what breaks chains. Take the time you need, he'll bless your strength to keep on lingering. Just open up, tell him that you need him on the mainframe. And he'll be there to wipe your scars with his blood stains.
They flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating. I ride that tight right by, I'm winning. My flow so soul, I call it Cajun. It's blazing. Oh, they flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating.
got a basic flow. I ain't talking cadence, your aim is low. Your mind is all trapped and it's wrapped in that matter about crap that don't matter, your patterns are slow. Your pen is potential to speak in a life. You bending your sentences broken inside. Your vocab is trash, you ain't using it right. Lyrics looking up like, what did you write?
You should tear it up, we made for better. This is more than just rhyming a couple letters. Yeah, you act like you rhyme, but you in the trenches. You need to divide the neck to make you better. I'll make you better, yeah, you need it, you know it. You getting taller, but you know you're not growing. Your pen is broken in the way that you fly. You been it better than you ever saw, yeah.
You got that basic disease. All your friends are getting, boy, I think they falling asleep. They in that deathly slumber, pencil led by empty mumblers. Bet that you can't bend these numbers. You need God to wake them up. Your flow so basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating. I ran that tight right by, I'm waving. My flow so solar, call it cage. Yeah, it's blazing. All they flow so basic.
I gotta get the bag. My girl is really bad. My flow is colder than chorus. You gon' get drunk if you listen my raps. Yeah, it's all about me. I'm hanging plaques like they curtains. Don't I sound like every rapper's including the Christians? I just wrote your verses. Woo! Basic is basic and me. Already noticed that used to be me. I'm talking last year when I was asleep. I traded y'all for the trap with the cheese. Yeah, I turned on TV. I see keys and queens telling me to eat more cake. So I secured the bag and bought some Gucci. Now blackface on my blackface. Wasting my time. So convinced you the center of universe. You so convinced that this money is really worth. I'm probably wasting this rhyme, yeah. But do your thing. Don't blame me. Will you finally find the American dream? Only
they
a dream.
So basic. They got me bored, but I've been skating. I write that tight right by. I'm waving. My flow so soul, I call it Cajun. Yeah, it's blazing. Oh, they flow so basic. Got me bored, but I've been skating.
I ride that tight right by, I'm waving.
My flow so solar, call it Cajun. Yeah, it's blazing. All they flow so basic.
Yeah. I was finna write a song, but I've been hella stressed. But I looked in your eyes and noticed I'm hella blessed. Staring at you on this airplane, I ain't worried about nothing. Cause you got me feeling like Dwayne Wade in 03. Yeah, you and me, we got the heat. So bump all that anxiety. But you hit to the side of me, I feel like I'm gliding. And honestly, look, I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me, but I really wanna tell you that
I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Tell me how you feel, tell me what it is, tell me what it ain't. Trigger happy, you looking by, I might just detonate. Yeah. Tell them dudes looking far back. Kidding to kill, I need all that. Let them call, but don't call back. Let them call, but don't.
I don't want you saying that you had a better chance without me. That you wish you had made plans without me. Look, I hate to make this song about me. But I really wanna tell you that I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring. I still get goosebumps whenever you call. When I pull up to your house in my car. When we kiss, you make me sound the alarm. When we kiss, that thing go ring, ring, ring.
Yes, yes, yes. Lucky Murray, Christian Hip Hop Now. And next week is Thanksgiving, so, man, I just want to thank you all, man, for the past 2 years of really encouraging me, the comments that you sent me, the friend requests, just keeping up with my content, man, because the last 2 years has taught me one thing, and this is a, you have to do it for the love, man. You can't do it for the money. And I want to give you something real quick that I pray that you can take with you. 2 Corinthians 4:15, it says, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that has reached more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Guys, I don't do this for the fame. I don't do this for the money. I don't do this for anything but the glory of God. And if you're in the sound of my voice, you have to understand that you are blessed. I am telling you that you are blessed, no matter what your financial situation is, no matter what your situation is going with your spouse, your family, whatever. It may seem dire, but we have to A, look at Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and we have to realize this one thing and one thing only. We are on this earth to be on mission. That's why I'm so glad that we are getting an award show. Even if Lucky Murray never gets an award for anything in my life, I know the Father is upstairs. He's among our midst, and he's clapping. He's understanding that, look, you don't know, but when you get to heaven, you're going to see the impact. You, your little impact, how it impacted so many lives. And that's the part I'm excited about. So that's why I love the fact that though I'm still going to make it music, it's not going to be my main focus. So I can care less about a $5,000 photo shoot, because I know that I can care less about what or how my career is going to go. So I need you to understand, in 2020, man, Sage H Now is going to be taking off. But I want you to realize this, that please be thankful, man. As you are sitting down eating turkey, be thankful for where God has you in life, because it could be worse. And also, look out for the next generation, man. We have to start looking at behind us so that we can pull them aside, so that the name of Christ can reign forever. Amen. I got Zay Hill featuring Cannon, Make a Way. When we come back next time, Christmas podcast, I promise you that, Christian Hip Hop Now.
Just the soul that you made. Just the soul that you made.
What's going on, fam? It's the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And I want to thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. I want to thank you for making this a successful show for Christian Hip Hop and helping us praying the name of Christ using the platform of hip hop to reach and save the lost. If you made it this far, please feel free to donate to the show to help us continue to spread the message of Christ through hip hop and also to help us gain exposure for more artists in CHH. Go to chhnow.com and click on donate to get involved with helping growing this ministry. Again, this is the entertainer, the motivator, the educator, Lucky Murray. And thank you for listening to Christian Hip Hop Now. See you next time.